الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركتكم على محجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and brothers, Allah Ta'ala has created in insan, human beings, the quest and talab for beauty. Insan, from one level of beauty, he wants to upgrade to the next level of beauty. It doesn't stay still and stationary in the heart and the chest of man. It creates an instability to advance, become more beautiful, more attractive, more elegant than yesterday. Yesterday's cars, he comes out and in a year he's already feeling uncomfortable, the new shape came out. There's an upgrade in the wife saying that, you know what, the kitchen, she's got a kitchen and it's got the things that she needs to use. But the beauty and quest, that button which is on in insan, pushes her to say, we need to upgrade the kitchen. The clothes are sufficient, it covers the body and satar, but it's not enough. Beauty, elegance, which is the button inside insan, is pushing, let me get that one, let me buy that one, and continually it grows and grows. There's no resting period in the quest and talab for beauty, which Allah created as fitrat and natural instinct in insan. No other creation got this button in their chest or their inside. The cow eating grass, dung that it leaves and producing milk. 1,000 years from before, it was doing this, is doing this today. 1,000 years from now, it will do the same thing. The crow and the nest that it builds, and the egg that it lays, 1,000 years before it was doing this, today it's doing this, tomorrow it is going to do the same thing. The snake and coiling and moving towards its hole and then expanding when it gains heat. It was doing this, it is doing this, and it will do this. Every creation besides insan is beset on one life pattern, diet, habitat, and way of living. Only insan and human beings, and this spreads across the globe, or across the categories, male, female, young, old, rich, poor, live in any continent, live in the jungles, it's the same. Inside is a button that has, this pushes insan to pursue beauty, attraction, and elegance. On ourselves, we can't switch it off. There's no person can say, like how hunger, you cannot switch off the button of hunger until you eat. Like how thirst, you cannot put that button off until you drink. Like that. Elegance, attraction, beauty. A button inside has been created by Allah the Almighty that pushes him, that pushes him, that drives him, that spurs him on. Insan, his weakness is beauty. Wife went, she thought she wore the best cloak. She went outside in that gathering and she said, you know what, no man, you know what, I am little backwards. The handbag is not, it's still old. I stopped at the stop street. I thought, you know, I bought the right car. I looked this side here. The Chinese make SUVs. No, you know what, let me change also. It's inside. We cannot change it. Insan worships beauty. This is alive from a very tender age. It's not when you grow big it will happen. Or when I finish school then they'll come inside me. You go to a child and you click your fingers and you show him a smiling face. The child starts giggling also. Baby. Why? There's an attractive and beautiful appearance that makes the child also happy. I go and do an ugly face, frightening face, and then the child starts crying also. So this is alive from a very tender age. Fir'aun in his house grew up Musa alayhi salam. He was not too happy to take Musa alayhi salam. But everyone listens to their wife. So Asiya told him, you know what, this one child don't kill. Qurratu aini is coolness of my eyes. So Musa one day is sitting now in the lap of Fir'aun. And he takes his hand and he pulls the beard of Fir'aun. So he's holding the beard tight. So Fir'aun says, inna uqatili, this child is going to kill me. This is the one going to take my this thing. He says, nah, I'm going to give... I say, what? This is only a child, man. He says, no, I'm going to test him. So what he took? He took a red ruby. And he took a life ember. Both were red. He says, if this child takes the ruby, then this one is going to take my kingdom. So as he put the two on the table and Musa alayhi salam is going to take the ruby, Jibreel came and pushed his hand on the coal. He took the ember and put on his into his mouth, and from that day Musa has a stammer and he asks Allah, Wahlul uqdatam min lisani qawli. Allah, open the knot of my tongue. He got burnt there. So again I'm saying that Allah has created in insan the quest, the talab and the search for beauty. To such an extent, insan has the knowledge of beautifying things that are related to life. How to beautify the clothes, how to beautify the bedroom, the car, the glasses, the phone. Insan has complete knowledge to such an extent that studied in the university and the college to get a PhD to dress up a salad bowl and a salad, how to lay out the salad. People have studied this and people are going to people for counseling, or you say advice for matchmaking, color decor of the room, which carpet, which tile will match and which is convenient. Insan has complete knowledge of adorning, making attractive, making elegant, the things that are related to life. Life is separate from those things that are related to life. This body is a vehicle that is carrying life. Life is inside. This body is a vehicle that's carrying life. The ring on the finger, the necklace around the neck, the sunglasses and the phone in my hand, these are things related to life. It's not life. Man has escalated so much in this field that he doesn't even look back. People in Switzerland is a place known for its beauty. The external beauty of the mountains and the Swiss Alps, the roads very beautiful, the gardens very beautiful, the homes very plush and palatial. The people very attractive. In a street of Switzerland you have this year, one street in law, the only country that has made Qanunan as a law that you're allowed to commit suicide, selling suicidal goods to the people. I heard from Jamaat. I didn't go to Switzerland. I heard from the Jamaat. So, what is lacking? Where's the gap? That in spite of the beautiful mountains, the roads are beautiful, you can't find a beggar in Switzerland. So what is the gap? Why is man committing suicide? The gap is that there is something else that beautifies life. The external things don't beautify life. Rabiul Awwal marks the birth of the being that has come to beautify the life of mankind right till the day of judgment. Allah has used many names in the Quran to address our Nabi. Ya ayyuhal muddassir. Oh, the one, literal translation, the one who is wrapped up in a blanket or shawl. But greater than that, or if you know Arabic, then the bird's nest was blown apart by a violent wind and the hay spread out. And the bird, the crow, picks one leaf, one hay and reconstructs that nest. So Ibn Manzur, Lisanul Arab, he says, Tadassaratil Tayru al-ush, the bird has reconstructed his nest. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has come to reconstruct the life of man. So therefore Allah called the absence after Isa alayhi salam and the divine teachings have brought darkness in the world. And our Nabi rose up and says, Ya ayyuhal muddassir, come, stand. And reconstruct the lives of people. Life. Necklace around the neck. Ring on the finger. Watch on the wrist. Clothes branded on the body. Shoes branded on the feet. I'm in a 60th story in a penthouse. And I am considering suicide. I'm sitting in anxiety. Oh, the penthouse has become a war zone between me and my wife. Because why? We have become bereft, you and I, of what? The teachings that adorn and construct life. If a non-Muslim takes it, leave the shahadat. If a non-Muslim picks up the teachings of my Rasul and he beautifies his life, he'll be peaceful in this world. He'll be peaceful in this world. So brothers, what is life? When we say beautify life, life is feeling and senses. I went to the car dealer. Two cars were parked next to each other. So I went, I looked at the one, but I showed my back to the one, I looked at, and I went to the other one. I'm just giving one, you know, I don't want to use names. They say Mulana knows about cars, you know what I'm saying? I say X5, X3, you know, they say he knows about cars. Okay, leave all that. We're saying one and one. So the X car, and the other one, the S car. So he went to the S one. So the X got no feeling that he feel bad. Why I went to the S one? But a human being, Allah has placed feeling and senses that if you snub one, you snub one daughter, I didn't say one wife, and you went to the other one, then that one daughter got feeling and senses. They're driven by feeling and senses. I spoke harshly. I spoke bad about the building. I'm staying in the building. I spoke bad about the tap. The tap hasn't got feeling and senses, whether it's Groa, Gibrat, whatever it is. Yes. Man has feeling and senses. So life is feeling and senses. And the Nabi that was born 4:20 in the morning in Makkah Mukarramah, 571 in the Gregorian calendar, April, Subah Sadiq, sun is coming out, or light is coming in the sky in Makkah Mukarramah. And on this side, Amina is experiencing the pangs of birth, the light for lighting the entire world is coming into the world, is being ushered into the world. But you and I, we reduced it to sunnah. Whatever attracted us is this year. Doha, the skylines in Doha. And if I took a boat ride in, let me take a selfie also. Dubai and Jumeirah Beach, the skyline, and they can take a selfie, and let me look nice. Oman and the skyline, or wherever it is. But those buildings that are touring, it doesn't set the earth right. Digital media and satellites thrown into the sky, and people firing rockets from one end to the other, and drones moving, doesn't set the earth right. The earth, Allah is saying to Shu'aib alayhi salam, is come, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدِ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Don't pollute the earth after we set it right. How did we set it right? Did the Qawm Shu'aib have buildings, digital media, 5G? Qawm Shu'aib was filled of honesty in their tongue, modesty, the surma of modesty in their eyes, halal in their stomach, the belt of chastity was tight. There was adal and insaf, fairness and justice in their hands. And there was feeling and senses for the other human being that set the earth right. Wallah, on this earth has an Allah, has a Khaliq whose name is Allah. This earth has a Malik whose name is Allah. This earth has a Razik whose name is Allah. And what he wants will happen. And if it's not his irada, it will not happen. It's not a blind system that, you know what, earthquakes will visit this earth. It is not a blind system that will rain stones from the sky. It's not a blind system that we call landslides. It's not a blind system that we bring marches and we bring protests and we stop the economy. It is not a blind system. It's a system that divine is controlled by one Allah. Anu Sharwan, I mentioned this story in many places. I'm saying it here too, that he went to hunt. And following the hunt, he lost his actual place where he started from, and he felt thirsty or hungry. He saw in the garden pomegranates growing. So he asked the gardener and owner, break one pomegranate for me. He broke it, squeezed the juice out, gave him to drink. Drink, absolutely sweet. Then He says to himself, hey, this pauper here owning this garden, so good garden here, let's make it, he was a governor. He was in the Persian Empire. He says, make it to municipal property. I'll take it away. So he said, break another pomegranate. This he said inside. So they broke, he broke the second pomegranate, squeezed out the juice, and gave him to drink. When he drinks it, he's absolutely bitter. He says, but you broke it from the same tree, no? He says, لَعَلَّكَ غَيَّرْتَ نِيَّتَكَ. Perhaps you change your niyat, Allah changed the taste of the fruit. So inside he sat down, he said, he made tawbah, he said, no, give it to him back, you know what, let it be. Allah bless him. I'm giving you my language. He said, break another pomegranate. So he broke another pomegranate, gave him to drink, and he drinks it, it's absolutely sweet. He says, but this one is sweet now. He says, لَعَلَّكَ تُبْتَ. Perhaps you may toba, Allah change the taste of the fruit. There is no blind system in this world of Allah. Allah is showing you. In the story of Musa, alayhi salam, that Musa has a stick. For long, he's familiar with the stick. He's acquainted with the stick. And what Allah says, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Musa, what is in your right hand? قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ. It's my stick. أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. This stick here, I shed the leaves of the tree, and I take support, and many other things here. So Allah says, throw it. فَالْقَاهَ فَيْزَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. The stick turns into a snake that is moving fast. The first word Allah uses in this one, حَيَّة. In another place, he says, Allah says, سُؤْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. In the third place, Allah says this, كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌ. These are three different words used in Arabic for a snake. حَيَّة is a snake which is venomous. سُؤْبَان is a snake that has a lot of legs and crawls very fast. And جَان is a snake like a python. Huge. A stick is not a bone snake. A piece of wood on the irada and intent and command and the governorship of Allah turns into one snake which is three different appearances. Allah owns the appearance, property, harm, benefit, advantage, disadvantage of every creation. Nothing is inherent. Inherent means وَظِلِّمْ مَمْدُود. The shadows are spreading. Because it's a shadow, it will spread. No. It's the command of Allah. وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوب. Water will flow. It's the command of Allah. It's not inherent. Allah and His sifat. وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Muhaymin, Aziz, Jabbar, Mutakabbir, Khalik, Bari, Musawwir, Ghaffar, Qahhar. Allah is inherent, meaning of which, that me, if I'm generous, when I show my generosity, then they say, hey, this man is generous. This man, when I showed my sympathy, then they said he's sympathetic. Is Allah like that? That when he shows his mercy, when he shows his sympathy, then Allah is like that? No. Allah is inherent. Whether you see it, you experience it, or you don't experience it, Allah is Allah with his attribute. He's the only being that is inherent. The rest of the creation, they are borrowed things that Allah, like how a man holds, he's the remote in his hand, and he adjusts it. I'm feeling cold. Let's make it warm. I'm feeling hot. Let's make it cool. Allah desires. لا يسألوا أما يفعلوا وهم يسألون. He will not be questioned. According to what he does will be the command and dictate. The creation has to render an account. So when things are fluctuating and things are moving like this and things are becoming stagnant, then understand, before you politically blame, before you blame the outsides, look inside. Look inside. There's an Allah that's moving the beads of the board. You know, Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Ali came out from the bar. He had 2 dirhams. One dirham, on the floor he saw a piece of paper, the name of Allah. So one dirham he bought perfume, and he perfumed the paper, and one dirham he bought a case, and he cased it and he put it up, the name of Allah. In the night he's sleeping, he says, Al-an, utahhiruka kama tahharta ismi. I'm going to purify you like you purified my name. In the morning Allah gave him hidayat. He rose to this level that Bishr is his name. Hafi means bare feet. In the area of the haram or more than that, he never used to walk with his shoe. Allah, out of his respect, I read this here, that Allah, out of the respect of Bishr Hafi at that time, the sparrows and the birds and the droppings never used to drop in the area where he used to walk. And when he dropped, they said Bishr passed away. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, if there was a fifth Khalifa, it would have been Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. That the wolf and the sheep, they drank from one water place without the wolf devouring the sheep. These people live with us. They live with our grandparents. And there was mutual cooperation. There's an Allah who can alter the hatred and love in the hearts of human beings. There's an Allah that forwards, brings it forward, pushes it back. Economy fluctuate, going up, economy going down. Allah is in charge. Hold the embrace Allah and forget what has happened and make sincere tawbah. And see how Allah changed. Kama tadinu tudan. Like how you deal with people, you'll be dealt. The woman is taking the last slice of bread. It's hard also. Bani Israel is having a famine. And she's about to crunch it when the beggar knocks. And she takes that bread slice and she gives it to the beggar in his hand. So that afternoon she goes to cut wood and she left the baby on the floor. So the wolf comes, picks up the baby. So she's cutting wood. She sees the baby wolf's mouth. She says, Ya Rabbi, oh my Allah. The wolf advances forward and passes the baby on to her. And from the sky comes, Lukmatun bi Lukmatin. Your one morsel you took out, we took out from the wolf's mouth and we gave you that morsel back. This is the good side of it. The other side, this man comes home, he's a jeweler. And when he goes home, his wife is crying in one corner of the house. He says, what's wrong? He says, for 20 years, this garden boy passed the basket and never did he raise his eyes. Today when he came, he held my hand and he did not want to let it go. He says, make me maaf. Today I was putting the bangle in the hand of a customer. Her hand was looking good. So I took my hand and I went round. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَقْرُ السَّيِّ إِلَّا بِيَخْلِهِ. It catches up. Spare our daughters. Spare our wives. And spare the future with the deeds that we do. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us understanding. And Allah put tawbah and repenting in our heart and embracing for Him and the longing for Him that will change conditions all around. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.